Hello and welcome to the Foreign Desk Explainer on Monocle 24. I'm Steve Bloomfield. In this episode, will drug cheats win medals in Rio? The short answer is yes. Yes, of course they will. Doping has marred every Olympic since Ben Johnson's drug-assisted 100 metres victory in 1988. And there is no reason to suggest that this time will be any different. In fact, there are many reasons to suggest that this time will be a lot worse. Last year, the World Anti-Doping Agency accused Russia of running a state-sponsored doping program. Perhaps more worrying, the investigation revealed that senior figures in the World Athletics governing body knew about it, but failed to do anything. Then came an investigation by the New York Times, which revealed that in the run-up to the Winter Olympics in Sochi, Russia's anti-doping officials and Federal Security Service agents had deliberately given athletes banned substances and then tampered with their samples to ensure they weren't caught. In Kenya, it was alleged that athletes who tested positive were blackmailed by sports officials who asked for payments to cover up the test results.
This morning, Russia is rejecting allegations of widespread doping by its Olympic athletes.
Kenya is in danger of being banned. The country missed a deadline last week.
Recommendations include suspension from upcoming competitions and lifetime bans for some athletes.
Yet neither Russia nor Kenya are likely to be banned from this year's Olympics, which suggests that the sports authorities, while talking a good-ish game, aren't prepared to do what it takes to stop it.
Well, for 2016, our recommendation is that the Russian Federation be suspended.
It would be easy to paint certain nations as the baddies. Easy, but utterly wrong. Athletes from all major sporting nations have tested positive. Do we really need to go through the list of Americans, from Lance Armstrong to Tyson Gay, who've disgraced their sport? Britain too has more than its fair share. This is a sport problem, not a nation problem.
It turns out he really was on more than just his bike. He's been accused of running up a doping bill. Investigators have pegged at more than $1 million.
There will be drug testing at Rio, and the International Olympic Committee will argue it's the most rigorous testing yet. But even then, many of those who cheat won't be caught, not straight away at least. This week, the IOC announced that 31 athletes could be banned from Rio after their urine samples from the 2008 Beijing Games were retested. Add those to the ever-growing list of athletes who've been stripped of their medals since London 2012, including most of those who ran the women's 1500 metres. As long as sport is comfortable with people cheating, this will continue. And make no mistake, sport, all sports, are comfortable with people cheating. The authorities don't ban people for life, the sponsors don't pull out, and you and me keep watching. You will keep watching, don't pretend you won't. People will cheat, some will be caught, but until we stop watching, until the sponsors stop paying, and until the sports authorities truly crack down hard, drug cheats will continue to prosper, including in Rio. That was the Foreign Desk Explainer. Tune in this Saturday for the full 30-minute edition of the Foreign Desk. I'm Steve Bloomfield. Thank you very much for listening. Goodbye.